Okay, the shiur that we're going to have tonight is not an easy topic, and it's something that everybody believes that they are doing it already. The purpose of the shiur is tonight is not to prove everybody is wrong. We're trying to prove everybody is right and how can we make ourselves better. The topic is emuna u'bitachon. Person should have faith to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we are going to work on ourselves to have a better faith in Hashem. What I'm going to talk about also is questions that most people have when it comes to the union of faith in Hashem. And how can we deal with the questions that people have in the daily lives that we have when we go through life? How can we deal with these questions? Let me put up a few things, few guidelines, in order to understand the inyan of emunah. Number one, there is a key word that if a person uses, that shows that you have a problem with your emunah. And that key word is lama. Why? Once you use the word why, then you got a problem. How do we know that? The Torah tells us when Yaakov Avinu used the word lama, Areotem li lahagid leish aot lachem ach. Yaakov Avinu said to the brothers, why didn't you tell Yosef that you have a brother? And the Midrash says to us that Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, got upset at Yaakov that why did you hide what you needed to tell the brother? What are you worrying about? Why you are scared? If you read the Torah, Yaakov Avinu only used one time the word lama. That's the only time used. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset with him that why you are using the word lama. And imagine us, all of us, how many times we use the word why is this? Why is that? And oy boy, and how did I forget? How did I make a mistake? Why? What did I do wrong? Why did I go there? All that is the chisaron, is the lack of emunah to Hashem. And all of us do it. I mean, a lot of us probably we don't mean to do that. We don't mean to have a lack of emunah to Hashem, but we do it. We say, we question. We question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why? That what happened? Why did I do this? Why did I go there? I wanted to do this. Why that happened? All these type of questions, when we use this type of words, that shows that we have a problem with our emunah. There is a question that in the secular world people ask. First of all, if you read the Torah, the Sefer Mitzvot of Rambam, Rambam has count 613 Mitzvot. The first mitzvah that Rambam writes is that a person should have faith in Hashem. You have to have emunah to HaKadosh Baruch. That's the first mitzvah. The question that the secular world is asked, how could you ask somebody to have emunah? How could you do that? How could Hashem ask you to have faith? Faith is something that comes naturally. Either you have it or you don't have it. You don't push, you don't force yourself to have faith. If you ask me to put on tefillin with my hand, then I have in control of my hand. Right? To have a faith in Hashem, I have no control over that. What is Hashem asking me to do? And number two, you have all these big philosophers, like Aristotle, didn't have faith. And you have all these people, these geniuses that lived through history, didn't have faith in Hashem. You're asking us to have faith in Hashem? How could you do that? And these are the questions that people ask in the secular world. What do you answer to that? There is a midrash that Rabbi Akiva, somebody came to Rabbi Akiva and he said, show me something that there is God in the world. Rabbi Akiva said to him, you're wearing a jacket, right? Who made your jacket? This fellow said, the tailor. So Rabbi Akiva says, show me that the tailor made your jacket. And this man never answered. Rabbi Akiva said, if this man has a jacket on and he tells me that the tailor made the jacket, how do you want me to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? For sure, if such a simple thing, somebody made it, the Hashem made the world. Now, how come all these geniuses don't believe in that? These people that created the world, right? That they created so much. They are philosophers. Why don't they believe there is God in the world? The answer is, which is Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He was a student of Chafetz Chaim. He says that the reason these people don't believe in Hashem is not that they think there is no God. They think if they don't believe in Hashem, they could do whatever they want. And that's the key. There is nobody that does not believe in Hashem. They don't want to believe that there is God. They don't want to believe that Hashem is around. Because if they do that, then they're in trouble. They're stuck. They can't do anything what they want. They can't do everything around them. They cannot do all the garbage and shtuyot that they do in their lives. Therefore, they have to believe that there is no God. And this is the reason that the Torah says, believe in Hashem, it doesn't mean that you are, the control is that you have to get away from the garbage in order to believe in Hashem. Believing in Hashem is something that comes by itself. When a person stays away from everything that causes you not to believe in Hashem, right, then mimela by itself, automatically, you are going to come to believe that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Why people worship idols? You think it's stupid? Why people worship idols? You have a statue. And if you read the Torah, Torah tells us the way they worship these idols is unbelievable. You go to the bathroom from an idol, that's the way you worship them. Why people did that? Not that they didn't believe in Hashem. They did that because if they do that, it gives them okay to do what they want to do. This is what the lack of belief in Hashem is. Lack of belief in Hashem is, I want to do something. What can I do to say, to tell myself that I'm fine, that some authority is telling me that I'm okay? I have to, either I'm an atheist, or I believe in idols, or I'm a Buddha, or I'm a Christian, or whatever it is. Why there are so many Muslims in the world? Because this religious, stupid religion, it tells everything, whatever you want to do, everything is fine. You could kill people. Why people are drawn to that? Because this is what they want to do. It's not that they believe in that religion, because this is what they have interest to do. And this is the lack of emunah comes in. Therefore, when the Torah, when the Rambam writes, the first mitzvah is, to believe in Hashem is not that is in my head. What Rambam is telling us is that you have to get away. You have to clear yourself up from all the other things around you, and mimela, automatically you're going to come to believe in Hashem. And that's the first mitzvah. And if you do that, then believing in Torah is easy, And the third mitzvah is bringing Mashiach. That's also is easy. The key word is to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, now I want to go over the questions that through the years that when I dealt with people, these questions always came up, and I wrote it down. A lot of times when you talk to people and deal with in the Kiru world, when you're dealing to people to bring them back, these are the questions that people ask. The first question is, what is Emunah? When you tell somebody, believe in Hashem, what does that mean? How do you describe a person should have Emunah? What do you tell them? I could tell you in two words what Emunah means. Two things. Akol be'ashgacha and akol le'tova. What does that mean? Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Hashem guides it. And everything that happens in the world is for the good. This is what Emunah is. If a person believes in these two things, you have a full Emunah to Hashem. So what does that mean? A lot of times we get upset at ourselves that I could have do certain things and something wouldn't happen. And then we ask the question ourselves, why didn't I go here? Why didn't I go there? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? If we believe akol la'ashgacha, everything is the emunah, that you have to believe in Hashem, that Hashem has ashgacha pratit, there's nothing to ask, there's no question to ask. And then the second part to this question is that a lot of times that you have faith in Hashem, and then because you have faith in Hashem, something not good happened to you. And then you're going to ask yourself, why did I listen to Hashem? Why did I have faith? They told me to have emunah to Hashem, and I had faith in Hashem, and I did everything what they told me to do, and I did everything according to the halacha, and I did everything according to what they told me to do, but it didn't happen. I got messed up. Then you need the second thing, akol letova. You need to believe that even those things that happened to you, it was for the best. And this is the key word. This is the two things that a Jew need to have in order to have emunah shelema. In order to have a proper faith, you need to have akol la'ashgacha, akol letova. What is the second question? What is the hardest part in having emunah to Hashem? What part of emunah, what part of faith in Hashem is the hardest part that a person could have? And in one word I could answer you is temimut. What is word temimut means? Temimut means that you are so honest with yourself of having emunah to Hashem. That's the hardest part. So you know that I said that so many times in the shul, that when you ask somebody how you're doing, he said, fine, Baruch Hashem. How is everything, Baruch Hashem? How is everything, your kids, your whatever, Baruch Hashem? Do you really mean it? No. You know they don't. Nobody means that. It's a key word, everybody uses it. How do we get to the idea of really meaning what we say? And that's temimut. Person that has completely tamim is so honest to to the idea of having faith in Hashem, right, then you're never going to have any questions of the things that happens around us, and you never have any questions why Hashem did this, and why my life is that, why my parnasa is like this, why my shiduchin is like this, why don't I get shiduchin, why don't I get my parnasa, why do I lost my job, why can't I sell my house, why can't I do this and can't I do that. That's the temimut, that's the emunah we have. But what we don't have is temimut of the emunah, the clara, the honesty, the part of being honest with having faith in Hashem, that we are lacking. Now, how do you describe temimut? There are three things that you could describe what temimut is. Number one, if we believe that everything that happens is the will of Hashem, then we are tam, we have temimut. Number two, that whatever Hashem decides is for the best. And number three, if He punishes us, it's also for the best. The all three of them, if you believe all three things, then you have temimut emunah to Hashem. Now, this question is a hard question. And this question I was asked so many times, and the answer for that is something that each one of us, we are faced with. The question is like this. How could you know that you really have emunah or you don't have emunah? Again, I'm talking to a crowd that I'm sure everybody, all of us, and I'm included too, we believe that we have emunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we really have. No question, I'm not questioning anybody. But how do we know that really? How can you test ourselves and know that we really have emunah to Hashem, or we are lacking somewhere that we need chizuk? The time that the person needs to put his emunah to work, that's the time that we really testing ourselves. And what does that mean? When somebody, Rahman al-Islam, sick, or they need parnasa, or they are in the parasha of shiduchim, or they need to sell their homes, or they are really in trouble with the government, or there are so many other things in life which everybody somewhat are involved in their life, they are involved with something. And that's the time that we are put to question, do I really have emunah or don't have emunah? You know what the problem is? The problem is, it's much easier to believe that Mashiach is going to come than to believe that I'm going to get my parnasa. You know why? Because believing in Mashiach, Hashem Ya'azor is going to come. It's not, I don't have to deal with it right now. But the person that has to deal with the parnasa is something right now. I got to deal with it right now. Do I have the emunah right now or I don't have the emunah right now? Do I have faith in Hashem right now? That's when the test of emunah comes to play. The Torah tells us that the Midrash tells us that Noach was ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. Noach had faith and didn't have faith. Did believe in Hashem and didn't believe in Hashem. Until when? Midrash tells us until Mei Mabul. Until the water came in and pushed Noach inside. Well, let me ask you a question. Noach built a teva for 120 years. He put all his life on building this teva, right? And he believed in Hashem, that Hashem is going to bring this Mabul and it's going to destroy the world. Why didn't he just go in? He built a teva, he built all this structure. and he believed that there's going to be a Mabul. Why don't you just go in? Why do you wait for the water to get your neck and push you in? And the Midrash says that Noah was not a Ma'amin. He didn't really believe 100% there's going to be a Mabul. Because right now it's not Nogeya to me that I have to believe. It's not important if I believe or I don't believe. Right now I got to deal with my problem. I'm stressed. At the time of stress is the test of a person that do they have emunah shelem or they don't have emunah shelem. That's the key. It's not that do you have emunah Mashiach? I don't care. Well, yes, why not? I'm going to have emunah shelem or Mashiach is going to come. Do you have emunah in 20 years you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael? Yes, no problem. But do you have emunah right now? You are in trouble right now. Could you make a decision right now that Hashem is going to save you? That's the question. That's not so possible. Not everybody could answer yes. And even they answered yes, not everybody are able to act upon it. That's the key. The emunah to a person, emunah only at the time that they mamash have to believe in what they say. And they're going to act upon it. I'll tell you a ma'aseh happened here. Years ago, I had somebody in the shul here that he wasn't Shomer Shabbos. And he had a very good business. One day, on Friday, I was in a supermarket. And this fellow was standing in front of me. And I was behind him. And he turned around and I said, Shabbat Shalom. He said, it's not Shabbat. I said, no, Friday is Shabbat Shalom. He said, for me it's not Shabbat because I got to work tomorrow. I said, what do you do? He said, I sell diamonds. I said, why do you work on Shabbat? He said, my main business is on Shabbat. I said, let me ask you a question. If I make a deal with you, would you keep the deal? He said, no. Depends what the deal is. I said, you make everything on Shabbat? He said, yes, my major business is on Shabbat. And it was November, I remember November, it was Thanksgiving time. I said, I have a belief that if you don't work on Shabbat, Hashem sends you a parnasa. He said, but I don't have that belief. I don't believe in it. I said, let's make a deal. Are you willing to make a deal? He said, depends what the deal is. I said, if you show me whatever you lose, because you didn't work on Shabbat, I'll pay you. We are standing in the cashier line here. You say it was a long line, and you're standing in front of you, talking. He says, no, I make a lot of money on Shabbat, but if I lose on Shabbat, would you pay for it? I said, yes. He said, let's make a deal. He said, how are we going to know that you're going to keep your word? I said, there was two Shomer Shabbos guys on the line. I said, come here. I'm going to make a deal with this fellow, and I want you to be witness. I said, fine. We shook hands. I said, my word is the word. You have to show me that because you didn't go work on Shabbat, you lost only because of Shabbat. You have to prove it to me. I said, fine. We went on, and they said, I'm not going to work. I said, starting tomorrow. I said, yes, my word is the word. You're going to see me in shul tomorrow. I'm not going to work on Shabbat. That's fine. He comes to shul, and he goes on till December. Remember, it was December. December, he comes to shul Shabbat morning. He says to me, he said, make a check for me. I said, for what? For how much? He said, there's a lot of money. You better keep your word. I said, fine. Well, tell me, we made a deal. I keep my word. Let's tell me how much we lost. How much do I owe you? He said, I'll tell you what happened, but I'm telling you, you have to make a check. I said, fine. He said, I got a phone call yesterday, somebody from Birmingham. that ordered a big diamond. And he said to me, he's going to meet me tomorrow morning, this Shabbat, in my office. And I said, how much was the diamond? $30,000. He said, every year, this man is my once a year for the holidays, he buys this diamond for me. I said, did you ask him to come? I said, no way, he's not going to come. If I don't show up tomorrow morning, the only time he could come to my office is Shabbat. I said, okay, you're right, 100 says you have a good case. If you lose the money, then I have to pay you. I said, okay, and tomorrow morning I'm going to come to pick up my check. I said, fine, tomorrow is 9 o'clock, I'll meet you in the office. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, he doesn't show up. Never shows up. And in the afternoon, I said, what happened? I was waiting for you. He said, you don't believe what happened. I said, what happened? He said, the man called me 9 o'clock. He said, I couldn't come yesterday. I'm coming today. Would you meet me 10 o'clock in your office? I said, okay. You didn't lose anything. He said, no. This mice happened 18 years ago. And until today, this man never worked on Shabbat and he never lost the money. And still have a deal with him. He never lost a dime. And this man went to Chicago and convinced one of his friends not to do it either. And he made a deal with him. He said, I'll pay you if you don't work on Shabbat. If you lose money, I'll pay you. It's a master shayach. The guy is here in the shul who could talk to him. It's unbelievable. And this Shomer Shabbat is fully exposed. It wasn't Shomer Shabbat for a long time, but it's now fully Shomer Shabbat. This is an emunah. See, the emunah means that the person has to believe. When you come put in test, you have to believe the test. You have to put your neck out and you have to believe that this is what it is. If you just lecture emunah and you don't believe in emunah, then it's not going to happen. And that's the test. That each one of us, I don't care who we are and what we are put to test somewhere, somewhat, we are put to test that we need to have emunah. That was the Noah's problem. Noah, Hashem Ya'azor, it's not lemaisa yet. When it becomes lemaisa, I deal with it. But Hashem told you, it's not lemaisa. When it becomes lemaisa, it becomes practical, then I deal with it. And he sat there for 120 years, didn't believe in it. And when Hashem pushed him in, he went in. the other question is, ishtadlut. Every person needs to try to make a parnasa. But what is the gather? How do you define ishtadlut? How do you define that I need to try, I need to do what the best I can? The Chazon Ish explains that the point of ishtadlut has to do with everybody's emunah. What does that mean? Depends what your level of the emunah is. The Chovat HaLevavot says something else, but the Chazon Ish describes it in a different way, but basically what Chovat HaLevavot said. Chovat HaLevavot said like this. See, if a person normally, the Minhag HaOlam, the way the world, everybody in the country or wherever you live, they work 8 hours a day, that's your ishtadlut. This is what you have to do. More than that is a lack of emunah, lack of faith. A person needs to do what Hashem, you have to do something. This is what I have to do. Now that, Chazon Ish said, if by you working 6 hours or 8 hours is not going to give you menuchat nefesh, a peace of mind, then you have to do what, based on your madrega of emunah, you got to do what you have to do. So in other words, if the minhag is to work 8 hours and you want to work 10 hours, then you have a lack of bitachon. Then there's a lack of faith there. If the minhag is to work 6 hours, you work 8 hours, then you have a lack. Then based on where you are holding, you got to deal with your own self, bitachon, and work based on that, and work your way up to get to the point that where everybody is, and that's the key of bitachon. Now, what is a bitachon? Chadet, this is also another thing that I once was in a Aguda convention, and had a long discussion with Arab Keller, the Shiva Tel, that what is bitachon? But how do you describe having faith, having did your best? How do you describe? So what everybody in the world believes is different what it's supposed to be. What everybody believes is that I believe in Hashem, that Hashem is going to give me my parnasa, and I'm sure I'm going to get my parnasa. That's wrong. That's not what bitachon is. The Chazonish says, Sefer Emunah u'Bitachon. Chazonish says that bitachon means if Hashem wants me to have a parnasa, I'm going to have, and if he doesn't want me to have a parnasa, I'm not going to have. Whatever he wants is going to be. Not what you want to be. People think because I have faith in Hashem, Hashem is going to give me what I want. That's wrong. Who said that you're right? Who said what you want is right? What about if I get up tomorrow and say, I have a faith, I'm going to be a Navi. I'm going to be a prophet. Then I'm going to become a prophet now because I believe that I'm going to be a Navi. Doesn't work that way. But bitachon means that a person should have believe that what Hashem wants you to have, you're going to have. Now, there is somebody once asked a very beautiful question. He said that somebody asked me a question like this. Said if that's what Chazonish holds, that I have to believe what Hashem wants me to believe, whatever is going to happen is that's what it's supposed to be. Why should I daven? Hashem decided already. There's no point for me to daven to Hashem, right? Davening is not going to do anything. I had bitachon. I had faith and I act upon it and I did whatever I'm supposed to do, and this is what happened. Now all of a sudden become and daven to Hashem, but then is a lack of bitachon. Once you start davening, and if that means that I don't have bitachon, why do you daven? So the answer is like this. There's an important nekuda about tefillah. Tefillah, that's three things to a person. Sometimes there are gezerot, there are certain decrees that is not going to change even if you daven. And there are, number two, there are certain decrees that Hashem brought to us for a period of time, and when the time comes to get off, and it's gonna go off. Even without the tefillah. And there is sometimes there's gezerot, there are decrees that Hashem is going to get it up only if you daven. Thus, three things could happen to a person. Therefore, when you see somebody had bitachon to Hashem and said, "Now I believe that I did whatever I can," and Rachmanis, and the person got sick or parnasa or shidduchin, whatever it is, they couldn't have what they had. Should you daven? Yes. Because it could be that gezerah that Hashem is going to get it out, is going to destroy it, is going to wipe it out only because of your tefillot. Therefore, the Indian of tefillah is so important because you don't know what the gezerah is about. Tefillah is a part of getting chizuk, getting strength in Abed Bitachon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what tefillah is about. Now the question is, should you buy a leather etiquette or not? Or you don't buy a leather etiquette? So tonight, it's $110 million. Is it kedai or not kedai? Is it a lack of bitachon or is not a lack of bitachon? What do you do? I'll tell you what besides, is it the right thing to do or is it, no? People get in trouble. I'm not. That's the difference. It's an issue. But halachically, is it the right thing? Is it a setira? Is the contradiction to emunah of a person or not? You are allowed to buy a leather ticket, but only one, not more than one. Why? Because when you buy a leather ticket, is a shtadlut. You're trying. You do. It's like going to work. And I'm doing what I'm supposed to do to make money. That's one. That's doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But if you buy more than one, that shows that it's up to me. If Hashem wants you to win, you're gonna win. Why you have to buy more than one? That shows the lack of bitachon to Hashem. If you work more than what you're supposed to do, that shows that I'm not believing, I'm not trusting. I trust Hashem, but no, it's not 100%. Now somebody once went to Baal Shem Tov, and he said to Baal Shem Tov, "Give me a bracha that I'm going to win a leather ticket." That Baal Shem Tov said, "I'll give you a bracha, you're going to win. So go buy a ticket, and Be'ezrat Hashem, you're going to win." And he gave him numbers. He said, "Buy this number, you're going to win." He goes, he buys a ticket, and he comes to Baal Shem Tov, and he says, "You gave me a bracha. Am I going to win?" So I gave him, "I'm telling you, I'm going to win." A night before the drawing, Baal Shem Tov goes up. Said, "What? How much was the price?" Said, $1 million. He said, "If I'll give you right now $900,000, would you send me that ticket, cash?" He said, "No." He said, "I'll give you $999,999. Would you give it to me?" He thinks to himself. He said, "No. At least I got the money now. Why should I take a chance?" So he says, "Okay." So the Baal Shem Tov says, "You are not going to win this ticket. Because if you really believe you had to be tachon, you wouldn't sell it less than a dime, you wouldn't sell this ticket. That shows you're not be tachon. Beracha, that when the person buys something, or he has, if you really admit that the faith in Hashem that you're going to win, why should I give it more than the price? Well, the price of the million, that's why I'm not selling it less." That's a lack of bitachon to Hashem also. Okay, now, this last two questions is also hard questions. The question is like this. What can I do that my emunah, the person that has emunah and bitachon to Hashem, it should not be chitzonit, it should be penimit. In other words, my emunah, my faith in Hashem should be from inside, not only showing outside. What can I do? The Michtam Eliyahu Rav Dessler explains that if a person treat themselves like Irat Hashem, they have the fear of Hashem in themselves, and they really have a fear of Hashem in themselves, then the emunah is penimit and is real. But if a person does not have emunah to Hashem, I mean, they don't have Irat Hashem, then the emuna is only chitzonit, is only from outside. But the problem is that we are living in a generation that every day people have suffered their emunah. And that's the question that I get so many times, from so many different people. What can I do to mechazek my emunah? I heard from so many gedolim that the nisayon, the test of this generation, is the test of emunah. That's the test of our generation. You might ask, what are you talking about? It's so easy to believe in Hashem and believe in everything that happens around us is emet and there's no question. What test? Because we are living in a generation, we're living in a time that is so easy for anybody to believe that there is no God. It's so easy for anybody to believe that everything is the derech hateva. Everything is running by itself. There's no question. Everything is done by itself. Kochi ve'otzem yadi lasali tachay laze. I did everything. I'm doing everything. Olden days wasn't like that. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, people mamash believed that there is a yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything they do. Today is not like that anymore. Today we don't see it. It's aster aster, so aster panim. Everything is hidden. Hashem is so hidden. Everything happens around us is so hidden. And it's so hard to believe that the person, that what we do is we have emunah to Hashem. Another thing is the TV, movies. And the number one, I can't say even there is a number two, the only thing that causes people to have doubt in their emunah is the lack of tzniut, the lack of morality. That's the number one and the only thing that causes people to not to have chosar be'emunah in Hashem. And that we learn from so many places in Tanakh. The Parashat Pinchas, we learn that. The Not Moab. So many different places we learn that when people they are drawn to immoralities, they are drawn to not to believe in Hashem. That's the number one key. And this is something that the world that we are living in, be involved with this every day. We go around ourselves every day. We see this and we hear this. TV, radio, movies, videos. I don't know what. So many things. And because we are involved with that, it causes even the most machzik person, the unbelievable man that learns Sefer Musar every day, to have emunah, you have a doubt in your faith in Hashem every day. Because why? Because we are drawn to these things. Where a person that is drawn to something that they want, you have to question your emunah in order to get what you want. There's no other way. You can't be a faithful to everything that Hashem says and have everything else too. This is impossible. You gotta give in somewhere. And in order to get what you want, you get a question. Do I really believe this is true? Do I really believe that the Torah is Torah to man? Do I really believe that Hashem runs the world? Do I really believe that what he said is everything that I'm not allowed to do is true? Do I really believe that Shulchan Aruch is a myth? Do I really believe Chafetz Chaim, Mishneh Berurah, what he wrote is true? You question all that. Everything comes down. Everything goes to your head. Everything is, you question it. And because you want to satisfy yourself to get what you want, you have a question your emunah. So therefore, what can we do to mechazek ourselves, to strengthen ourselves? Number one you gotta stay away from things that is going to hurt our neshama. That everybody knows what I'm talking about. Anything that is marot asurot, things that is not proper, immoralities, pictures, newspapers, anything like that, stay away from that. Shemiyot asurot, anything that is not proper to hear, stay away from that. Any talk, anything that you are going to listen that is going to have question in our emunah, turn it off. So one day I was driving, I listened to the news sometimes, and happened I listened to near boards, and this guy is an atheist, no chidush. And that day he spoke about, he said there is a in Israel, the rabbis in Israel, they came out that something that Al-Khot Shabbat. He said, it's so stupid. And he was talking about it, that how can these rabbis in Israel, they ask for this because of Shabbat, and I don't believe in it, and these guys don't know what it is. I said, I couldn't take it. You hear these things that just register in your head. And I had women in this community that they listen, they sit there and listen to Christian TVs. They listen to the stuff that this people they preach every day. And they, it's news, I'm getting information. These are the things that being sefekot to our emunah. These are the things that put doubts. I know that we are not interested to Christianity. Yeah, nobody is. But we want to get in. I just want to hear what they're coming from. I just want to hear, right? What are they saying? I just want to hear the other side of the story. I just want to hear what is the other people are saying about our faith or their faith. Even though that we are so clear and so no doubt, but when somebody listens to this, it affects us. It just brings sefekot. It brings doubts. And once we have doubts, to clear it up, Hashem Yerachem, it's going to take so much work. It's going to take so much energy. 5 minutes. You could listen 5 minutes to these things. You need a lifetime to clear it up. Because these things, we are humans. And it doesn't matter. So Rav Noach Weinberg, that's all, used to say that a person should not talk to people that they have ashkafot, lo beseder. People that have philosophies that is not clear, and even Jews. When you are not ready to talk to somebody that is not from, talk to them about sports. Don't talk to them about Allah and Ashkafa and philosophy. Everybody becomes a rabbi when it comes to these things. Don't talk to them. That's the most dangerous thing a person can do. When somebody comes to your house and they say you have a kippah on and you have a beard on, they think you are a Rishon LeZion. They ask all kind of questions. They ask all the munah and the this and Torah and how do you know this, how do you know that, and you don't know yourself. You can say, listen, Habibi, talk to the rabbi, don't talk to me. I'm not ready for these things. I'm not ready to talk to me about these things. You gotta stay away from these type of things. So Rav Noach Weinberg used to say, Da Mash Tashib Lafi Koros. So what does Pirkei Avot mean? It says, first, Da, you should know first, then Mash Tashib Lafi Koros. Then start teaching about it. You don't know yourself. What are you teaching? What are you preaching to other people? You don't. You have to be so strong. And I said this is the biggest machala of this community. And I said that so many times. People have guests, and it's nothing wrong to have guests. But if you are not ready to mekarev anybody, don't have people in your house that it could destroy your neshama. Don't have guests in your house that they could bring questions to you, your wife, your children, and then who knows where it's going to end up with. You don't have to risk your neshama to bring other people to Torah. Chayecha kodem. Your life, your neshama is more important than anybody else. I don't care who it is. Don't, these are the things that the person should stay away from. You don't risk emunah. And the way to risk it is when we get ourselves into this thing. Safekot, any question that could cause us to have safek, to have doubts, stay away. Bring people to your house. It's a fantastic thing. Machnis oreach is beautiful. But say, listen, you have questions? I'll make an appointment for you to meet the rabbi, go to his office, talk to any questions you want to have. Send them to Rabbi Silverman. Let him deal with them. that's the type of that's his job. We don't need to get involved with this type of thing. We don't need to have our children exposed to this. You have children sitting at the table and they listen to this thing. They have children 8, 9, 10, 15, 20, 25 years old. What do they know? Oh, it's a good question he's asking. What's the answer? And you don't have a good answer to give. What do you do? And this kid is going to register this question in his head or her head. For how long, who knows how long, until one day he's going to hit him. You have to be very careful. This is what you have to stay away from. The last thing that I want to say is what I said in the beginning. There is one way that you could always be strong in our emunah, and that is learning. I know that you might say, "But we are women." Women also learn. Learn Sefer Musar. Then Sefer Chovat HaLevavot in English. There are Sefer Mesilat Yesharim in English. Path of the Just. Just learn a page of it every day. And that keeps us strong and give us chizuk, give us strength with our emunah. And if it is something, the fuel that we have to give ourselves every day. If the car cannot run without the fuel. If you fill it up, it goes. It goes low, then you have to fill it up again. You can't just assume that I learned one time and I davened one time and I faith in Hashem, everything's going to be fine. It's not true. The stifler said that what he learned with his children was every night he told them stories of the Gedolim. That's what he used to do with his children. Tell them asiyot. Stories is a gewaltig, is an unbelievable thing. Learning, teaching stories of the Gedolim and how, don't make it up. The way it is. And what the children learn and they see how the Gedolim live their lives is unbelievable. And that gives us a chizuk in our emunah. And again, we have to understand that we are living in a generation that's our test. It is, the Torah is so accessible. There's so much you could learn. We have so much in our hand. We have so much in our fingers. But at the same time, the other side is very, very, very strong also. And in order to fight it, we have to constantly be sitting on it and dealing with it. Any questions?
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.